Remember reading aloud back in school?
Oh, I can practically hear the collective groan.
Right. It felt like a chore. Like, please, anything but listening to Jimmy stumble through another sentence.
Yeah, definitely not the highlight of the day.
But what if I told you we might have had it all wrong? That somewhere along the way, we underestimated the power of our own voices.
Now that's intriguing.
That's what we're diving into today. We're looking at this article about the benefits of reading aloud and this platform called SoundBranch that's using technology to, well, bring this practice back to life.
So we're talking about more than just sounding out the words like we did back in grade school, right?
Exactly. It's about a powerful connection between spoken language and how our brains actually work.
Okay, now you've got my attention. Tell me more.
So the article starts with this idea that sidelining reading aloud in favor of silent reading may have had some unintended consequences.
Unintended consequences, like what?
Well, for one, they point to the UK. Apparently, even their national curriculum and Ofsted framework, that's their system for setting educational standards, are starting to re-emphasize reading aloud in schools.
Interesting. So they're hopping on the read aloud train across the pond, but why the renewed focus? What's the big deal?
Well, according to this article, it's more than just a nice thing to do. It's about how our brains are wired.
Okay, let's unpack that a bit. What's actually happening in our brains when we read aloud?
The article argues that reading aloud isn't just a one-sided activity.
Meaning.
It engages multiple parts of your brain in a way that silent reading just doesn't.
So it's like a brain workout, but for like language and comprehension.
Exactly. But which parts are we talking about, and how does that actually translate to, say, better understanding or memory?
Think about it. When you read aloud, you're not just passively absorbing words, you're processing them, speaking them, hearing them, and even, and this is key, experiencing the emotions woven into the text.
It becomes this whole other dimension of engagement.
Right. It's multisensory, dynamic. The article calls it an all-encompassing exercise for your brain, almost like an orchestra of cognitive functions working in harmony.
All-encompassing is a great way to put it. But give me some specifics. What's going on in my brain that's making a difference?
Well, research suggests that reading aloud activates areas of the brain associated with not only language processing, but also auditory processing, speech production, and even motor
Motor
skills.
skills, wow.
And get this, it can even light up areas related to memory and emotional engagement.
Wait, hold on. Emotional engagement. You're telling me that reading something aloud can make me feel it more intensely.
Exactly. It's like adding another layer of sensory experience. And this multifaceted engagement can lead to better comprehension, improved confidence, and here's that emotional piece again, stronger emotional connections with the material compared to just reading silently.
So it's not just about remembering the facts, it's about actually feeling the weight of those words
Yeah.
and connecting with the material on a deeper level.
Precisely.
It's interesting, because I can think of times when I've read a quote out loud and it's just hit differently than if I had just read it in my head.
Absolutely. It brings a new dimension to the experience. And the article emphasizes that this practice can also improve listening skills and empathy, especially in group settings.
So if I'm reading aloud to someone, it's not just about me and my experience. They're getting more out of it too.
Absolutely. Think about it. When you listen to someone read aloud, you're not just absorbing the words, you're also tuning into their tone, their pacing, even their interpretation of the text. You're sharing in that experience and connecting with the material in a deeper way.
It's like transforming the act of reading from a solitary activity into this shared experience.
A perfect analogy. And just like our conversation here, reading aloud sparks this dynamic exchange between the reader and the listener, creating a richer, more engaging experience for everyone involved.
This is really making me rethink my relationship with the spoken word.
It's powerful stuff.
But now I'm really curious about this platform, SoundBranch, that you mentioned earlier.
That's a great transition, you see.
It's like they're taking this ancient art of reading aloud and bringing it into the digital age.
Yeah.
What's the deal with this platform?
Well, SoundBranch is fascinating because it sits right at the intersection of traditional learning and technology.
And how do they bring those two seemingly different worlds together?
Imagine this. You're tackling a dense chapter for work, or maybe just trying to really absorb a piece of writing that you find interesting. Instead of just skimming through it silently, you fire up SoundBranch.
Okay, I'm firing it up. What's next? What makes it so special?
Well, with SoundBranch, you can actually record yourself reading sections of the text aloud, almost like having your own personal recording studio.
So, kind of like those voice memos we all have on our phones, but with a specific purpose tied to learning and engaging with the material.
Exactly. But here's where SoundBranch takes it a step further. You can actually listen back to those recordings, critique your own pacing and tone, and even re-record sections until you feel like you've nailed it.
That's really cool. It's like having a personal coach for your voice, helping you refine how you bring those words to life.
Exactly. The article highlights how this type of focused practice can be incredibly valuable for building confidence, especially if you're a bit hesitant to read aloud in front of others.
Makes sense.
Think of it as a judgment-free zone for honing your voice and really owning those words.
I can see how that would be beneficial even for seasoned professionals like practicing a speech or presentation.
Oh, absolutely.
But let's talk about that podcasting aspect.
Yeah.
It's such a unique blend of old and new.
Well, SoundBranch allows you to package those recordings as podcast episodes and share them, which opens up a world of possibilities.
So instead of just passively reading, you're creating something you can share and potentially even spark a conversation around.
Exactly.
It's like turning the act of reading into a springboard for connection and engagement.
You've hit the nail on the head. And it's not just about the content itself. It's about adding your personal touch, your interpretation, your voice to the mix.
It's like taking ownership of the material in a whole new way.
Yeah.
I love it. And let's not forget the accessibility factor.
Right.
Think about folks who might prefer auditory learning or have visual impairments.
Huge.
This opens up a world of literature and learning in a format that works for them.
Absolutely. Podcasts, by their very nature, democratize access to information and storytelling.
For sure.
But here's the thing about SoundBranch. It's not just about embracing technology for technology's sake.
Mm-hmm.
It's about recognizing the enduring power of vocalizing text and finding creative ways to integrate it into our modern lives.
It's like taking something that might seem a bit old-fashioned and breathing new life into it, making it relevant and accessible for a whole new generation.
Precisely. And that brings us to an important question. How can we, as modern learners and thinkers, benefit from reading aloud, even if we're not in school anymore?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've talked about boosting comprehension and confidence, but how does this translate into our busy, tech-filled lives? What are the real-world applications?
Think about it this way. How often do you find yourself skimming through emails, articles, reports, and retaining very little?
Oh, all the time. It's like information overload, and my brain just can't keep up.
And that's where reading aloud can be a game changer.
Really?
Even if you only have time to vocalize a few paragraphs or a key section, that shift from passive to active engagement can significantly impact how much you retain and internalize.
So it's like hitting the pause button on that information overload and really giving your brain a chance to process and absorb what's important.
Exactly.
It's interesting how something so simple can have such a profound impact.
It's all about being intentional with how we consume and process information.
Like that.
And the beauty of reading aloud is that it's a practice you can integrate into so many aspects of your life.
Give me some examples.
Okay, sure.
Where could I start incorporating this into my daily routine? I'm intrigued.
Let's say you're preparing for an important presentation or trying to absorb a dense report for work.
Okay.
Instead of just silently reading through the material, try reading key sections aloud.
Hmm.
You might be surprised by how much more focused and engaged you feel.
I could see that.
Yeah.
It's like you're forcing yourself to slow down, enunciate clearly, and really internalize the information.
Mm.
It's no longer just words on a page. It's something you're actively shaping and delivering.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be a whole speech or chapter.
Right.
Even just reading a few sentences aloud can make a difference.
It's almost like a mindfulness exercise for the mind, bringing your attention back to the present moment, to the words themselves and how they make you feel.
Precisely. Reading aloud can be a powerful tool for self-reflection and even emotional regulation.
It's like you're tapping into the emotional intelligence of language, not just the intellectual side.
Exactly. And that's something we often miss when we just skim through things silently.
This has been a real eye-opener. But I think some people listening might be wondering where to even begin.
Sure.
It's not like we're all walking around with a copy of the Odyssey ready to recite at a moment's notice.
Right. And you don't need some grand literary masterpiece to reap the benefits.
So where do we start?
Start small. Think about those moments in your day when you're trying to learn something new, memorize important information, or even just savor a beautifully written passage.
So instead of just letting those words wash over me, I should make a conscious effort to read them aloud.
Precisely. Imagine you're trying to internalize a new concept for a project at work. Instead of just staring at the computer screen, try printing it out and reading it aloud. You might be surprised how much more it sticks with you.
It's like you're transforming those words from pixels on a screen into something tangible and real, something that resonates within your own being.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to experiment with different techniques.
Like what?
Try varying your tone pacing, or even using different accents to bring the words to life.
Huh.
It might sound silly, but it can make the experience more engaging and memorable.
It's about finding what works for you right.
Hmm.
There's no right or wrong way to do this, as long as you're engaging with the text in a way that feels authentic and beneficial.
Absolutely. And here's the beautiful thing about this practice. It costs nothing, requires no special equipment, and can be done anytime, anywhere. It's like having a secret weapon for deeper learning and engagement right at your fingertips.
Or should we say at the tip of your tongue?
Uh-huh. I like that. It really emphasizes how empowering it can be to reclaim the power of our own voices.
For sure. We spend so much time consuming information, passively scrolling through feeds, and letting the world wash over us.
Yeah.
This feels different. It's about taking control, being present, and actively shaping how we experience the world through language.
It's about reclaiming that connection between the spoken word and our own cognitive and emotional processes. It's a powerful reminder that our voices matter, that they have the ability to deepen our understanding, forge connections, and even spark new ideas.
It's like we're unlocking a hidden superpower within ourselves, a superpower that's been there all along, just waiting to be rediscovered.
And who knows, this simple act of reading aloud might just spark a new creative outlet, boost your confidence, or even transform how you approach learning and communication in all aspects of your life.
I love that. Well, that about wraps things up for this deep dive into the world of reading aloud.
Yeah, this was fun.
We hope this episode has inspired you to tune in to your own voice and unlock a world of deeper learning and engagement. Until next time.
Happy reading, everyone. Or should we say happy speaking?